ESPN 1000.
Special caller, you're on the air with Tom Waddle.
Hey, Waddle, I just wanted to call in. My source told me, it's an unnamed source, you guys might be able to figure it out, but today is your 55th birthday, and I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Gar, it's 45, and I thank you so much for the nice wishes. Last person said it was 50, now you're saying it's 55.
Well, who do you think my unnamed source is?
Nick Friedel.
Well, I can't. I was sworn to secrecy. I can't say it.
I think it's a Spanish newspaper markup.
Yeah, I've never heard of that newspaper. Plus, I don't read Spanish, so, but I heard something about it.
You know I don't speak Spanish. In English, please.
Gar Forman with us yesterday calling to wish Waddle a happy birthday as he was entering the United Center for that 3 o'clock game against the Atlanta Hawks. Let's talk to Chris Sheridan right now, who has his own website, SheridanHoops.com. Longtime beat writer in the NBA, has covered the NBA for a lot of years. And he stirred things up here in Chicago for the last day or two. Chris, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, fellas. How are you guys?
Well, from fans to beat writers, I know you had some words for a columnist here and there in Chicago as well. A lot of people questioning the reports. First of all, tell us exactly what you know regarding Pau Gasol and the possibility of a Bulls trade.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I reported, and that's that Derrick Rose has made it known to the Bulls management that he wouldn't be against the trade if they did a trade that was built around Boozer for Pau Gasol. Now, obviously, there would have to be more going to the Lakers than Carlos Boozer because Pau's a better player. And the Lakers need more pieces, but that's what I reported, that Derek has made that known. He hasn't done it directly. He's done it through intermediaries, and that's the way things work. He's kind of back-channeled it, but he's the bottom line is he's given his blessing to that trade, and when you have the MVP's blessing and you know that Pau Gasol is on the trade market, it's something you got to take a close look at. And obviously, fellas, the trade would be built around Boozer, but like I said, there's got to be something else going to the Lakers in it. And maybe that's where it starts to get complicated, or maybe that's where the teams start to get creative. But I think certainly the Lakers need a point guard, and C.J. Watson has proved himself to be a very worthy point guard to all in all these games that Derek has missed. So, you know, that might be one solution. But what if the Lakers wanted Dang as well, and they said, we'll give you our test, or Meta World Peace, but we want Dang as well? And if you're the Bulls, you want to make that trade? Because that's a lot to take on. The Bulls have already been through Ron Artest when he was just coming into the league, and I don't know if they want to go down that road again. But the gist of it is Pau Gasol was on the trade market. Mitch Kupchak, the GM of the Lakers, even issued a statement last night saying, look, we're going to do what's best for our team. He was basically issuing a press release saying Pau Gasol was on the trading block. And so how many teams have the goods to give the Lakers what they're looking for and make Pau Gasol the final piece of a championship contending team? The Bulls are one of the very few.
Chris, from what you understand, was it, as you say, Derek let it be known through an intermediary. Did that intermediary, from what you understand, go to the Bulls, or did the Bulls kind of run this by Derek's people to see how he would react to this potential scenario?
Well, you got to understand, there's people, you know, who are operators in the league who talk to everybody on all sorts of different levels, and that's how it gets done. And I wouldn't really want to go any further into it than that, but other than both teams know that there's interest on the Bulls' part in doing that trade if it's not a lopsided trade.
It's surprising to us.
Comes from Derrick Rose.
It would be surprising to us here in Chicago, Chris, from the perspective that all we ever hear is that Derrick is not that guy, whether it was going to be a recruiter or ever mention anything about shaking up the lineup, because he is a team guy, the leader of this team, and likes the pieces that are in place.
Yeah, and he should like them. They're at the top of the Eastern Conference, but that doesn't mean that they're good enough to get past the Miami Heat at this point. And Derek wants to win a championship, and if the Bulls can make a trade that makes them a better team, Derek's not going to say, no, I don't want to do that because I'm friends with this guy. Derek's going to say, let's do what's best for the Bulls so that we can beat the Heat. And Derek doesn't want to do that publicly. Why should he? It's, you know, if, if he was to say something along the lines of, yeah, I'd do Boozer for Gasol, he'd be undermining Boozer, and he doesn't want to do that, and Carlos doesn't deserve that. So that's why these things take place outside of the public eye and outside of the public ear, and I wouldn't expect Derrick Rose to go on the record and say, yeah, I'd do that trade. Derrick wants to keep his reputation intact as a guy who's, like you said, all about winning and happy with the team, and which is what the Bulls have been about this season. But again, if you can make a trade that makes the Bulls better, and would you agree with me that Gasol is an upgrade over Boozer?
Absolutely.
Well, then you got to look at it. You have to look at it. And then it becomes a matter of what are you going to do with the back end? Would you do the Ron Artest Blue All Bang part of it?
Would you?
No.
Me neither.
No, but would you do C.J. Watson and Jimmy Butler?
Of course, yeah.
Well, there you go. So Pau Gasol is going to get traded, it looks like. The Lakers have to do something to make that team better. Remember, they got swept last year in the playoffs, and then they gave away Lamar Odom for nothing. So they haven't gotten any better.
Chris, from a Laker, playing devil's advocate, I'm all for this. But from a Lakers fan perspective, how does a Lakers fan say we are better with Carlos Boozer, C.J. Watson, and Jimmy Butler?
Well, you don't have to rely on Derek Fisher and Steve Blake as your only two options at point guard. And Derek's, not getting any younger, and Steve has really underperformed since he signed that 4-year contract with the Lakers as a free agent. They thought he was gonna, you know, he was coming off a pretty good year in Portland, and they thought he was gonna be a guy who could supplant Derek Fisher as the starting point guard. And here we are, a couple years later, and he's still coming off the bench behind him. So, the Lakers definitely need somebody who can create and who can score, and they're not getting that from either of their point guards. CJ has shown that he can do that for the Bulls, so there's your piece. And, you know, that's not to say that they could make it a three-way trade. The Lakers have an awful lot of trade flexibility. They have an $8.9 million trade exception from the Lamar Odom deal. That means they can bring in a player making that much money and get back a bag of basketballs in return. So the Lakers have more trade flexibility than any team in the NBA, given one, the $8.9 million trade exception, and two, the availability of Pau Gasol. So Mitch Kupchak's going to shake things up there, and there could be more than one team involved if there's a Pau Gasol trade.
Chris, with all this said, I'm now mad at Derrick Rose and his people, because if he's letting it be known he'd be interested in Pau Gasol, I want him to call somebody in Orlando and say they'd be interested in making a deal for Dwight Howard as well.
Well, the price for Dwight Howard's going to be too high. You're going to have to give up Dang, and you're going to have to give up Boozer to start with. You're going to have to give up Noah and Dang to start with. And then you're talking about taking two really important complementary pieces off a team that's, you know, one of the top three teams or top four teams in the NBA by far. I mean, look, it's San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Miami, and Chicago. There's your top four, and nobody's sniffing those guys, you know, from five on down. So if I'm the Bulls, first of all, you don't know if Dwight Howard is gonna re-up when he becomes an unrestricted free agent. So absent that knowledge, you're never going to make a Dwight Howard deal, because you'd have to give up too much. But even if they knew that Dwight Howard was going to do an extension in Chicago, I still think the price is too high for them to break up a team, because, like I said, it has to be Dang and Noah for starters. And you're doing plenty well with those two guys. You really want to bring in a guy who's going to change your entire way you play the game at a time when you're right at the top of the Eastern Conference standings? I don't think so. And look, Chicago's not on Dwight Howard's list. Brooklyn, Dallas, Los Angeles, those are his cities. So.
Right. That's the biggest thing. Chris, before we let you go, Pau Gasol, three options. Do you think he'll be traded soon? Be traded closer to the deadline, and they'll wait a little while? Or do you think when it's all said and done, the Lakers hold on to him?
It won't be C, and it's tough to get a reading on A or B. At this point, with just given that Kupchak put out that statement last night, which is so out of the ordinary, I would say, if I had to guess, I'd say sooner rather than closer to the March 15th deadline.
All right, Chris, we'll be following you at Sheridan Hoops on Twitter for all the latest news on this. We appreciate it, and thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thanks, guys, and thanks for plugging the Twitter and the website, SheridanHoops.com.
There you
go. I appreciate it.
Chris Sheridan, longtime NBA writer, good guy, talking NBA hoops with us, and he's the one who first reported this story.